Oh, you do? No, I'm like, you literally got that nigga dick in your mouth right now. I see it.
The Bentley stays, the broke hoes go.
That's racist, my nigga.
Perfect. You want one?
That be fake money, man. No, I don't. That be prop money. Oh. That, this is not my money, bro. I do not have nothing.
It's the Butcher Shop Podcast. We back.
Welcome.
How's life, John? What you up to?
I'm about to go on a trip to Europe.
Oh, for real? You got that shot?
I got the booster today because I'm going to Italy. Yeah.
Word. Yeah, I was going to say, they don't even let you go over there.
Yeah, that's just crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something else.
What do you think? Like, you think that's going to change?
I think it'll change probably in like a year or so.
A year or two.
Give it that and nobody will care.
You think?
Yeah, they'll loosen the restrictions, shit like that. They'll lose money, man. It's just how shit works. Money rules the world. You know how shit is, how they say so. Money make the world go around.
Go around, yeah.
You know?
I agree with you.
Just like that dude who got fucked up at the Dave Chappelle show.
Yo, fuck that guy, bro. Fuck that guy. So
he got fucked up by money. That was the security guards stomping his fucking like shit into different places. I'm like, holy shit.
Bro got stomped out. So this dude attacked Dave Chappelle at a stand-up comedy show that he was doing. And apparently, first of all, fuck you. Dave Chappelle's literally like an American, what's the word? Like a,
is that what we're doing?
He's an American treasure, okay? Don't fuck with Dave Chappelle, all right? Number one. Number two, the attacker had a knife in a fake gun. First of all, that's ridiculous. How did he get through security with a gun inside a fucking thing that looks like a knife inside something that looks like
it's
a gun?
It's like probably plastic and it has like a little bit of metal in there. Dude, like, it's just insanely funny because I wonder, did he have like front row like tickets or some shit? Like, how the fuck he got that close where he was able to get on stage like that? And
he's,
then, like,
he's wearing a fucking,
is that a Thrasher?
He's wearing a Thrasher knockoff hoodie.
Damn.
He doesn't even have the real shit.
You know,
you know he's a hater. He's trying to copy the swag because he can't afford it. So he, like, is a hater for sure.
Damn, you're fucked.
Nah, but he got fucked up for real. He got his, like, look up pictures of that shit. Bro got fucked up. But yeah, don't fuck with Dave Chappelle. He's an American treasure. Fuck that guy. Shit's crazy.
And stop running up trying to, like, you know, do crazy shit at sporting events and just, you know, at everything, man. Like, relax.
Would
I ever streak? No. Because when I go to the game and I pay good money, I want to actually watch the game. I'm not there to show my dick. I'm like,
no, not.
I'm not there to literally show my dick to like kids and shit like that. I'm like, fam, all y'all motherfuckers who streak literally need to go to jail. I'm like,
okay, facts.
Quite literally, you need to go to jail. I'm like, fam, I took my kids here to watch fucking, you know, Sandy Alcantara go 9 innings, not to see you fucking like run across the shit.
Nah. I meant streak like how they do it normally with clothes on. But yeah, streak sounds, when you hear the word streak, you hear.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean. Yeah, you mean just like with clothes on.
I mean like people, like what do you call like when people run on the field, like running on the field?
Yeah, I guess it's, yeah,
we call it streaking too.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just not naked because that's just like some fucking weirdo shit. But nah, like you would never like run onto the field. Like if you were at like, I wouldn't, because if I had tickets for that, like, there's no way I spent that money for a team that I really, really wanted to see.
To do that shit. It.
Fuck that. That shit's so stupid. For clout? Wow. That's depressing.
And what even, bro, it's not even clout, because no one's going to know your name. No one's going to care.
No one gives a fuck.
You're going like to try and go out there and be like, yeah, I was the dude who streaked at this random fucking Dolphins game that nobody cared about. I'm like, fam.
No one cares.
No one cares that you were the jackass at some random Dolphins game, deadass.
Oh, God. So, yeah, what's next? Fake rappers are everywhere.
Fake Durkio. Fake Drake.
What's his name, bro? His name is
Perkio. It's Perkio. Yeah, I'm sorry if I disrespected.
Yo, put some respect, bro. You know he's got...
He had beef with 6ix9ine and
shit.
He's
got beef with 6ix9ine now, yeah. So, yeah, he's got beef with 6ix9ine. He definitely got here risking. 6ix9ine, like, set him up. I want you to talk about this, Zach, because I don't know much about it, but...
So...
He got set up. I know, like, the
premise, YouTuber but, like, Steve Will Do It or whatever had, like...
Yeah.
There's some, there was a mix, a miscommunication or whatever with him and Perkio and 6ix9ine, I guess. And in the midst, the I guess Perkio ended up coming clean with some, what did he end up getting? I think it was a Rolex and some money and shit like that. Cause essentially Steve Will Do It, like, did him wrong. And then Steve made up for it. So
he set him up
with 6ix9ine, yeah. But like, Steve made up for it. So. I mean, it's whatever. It happens, I guess, in the world of fake rappers and YouTube. It's insane because bro really doesn't even look like Drake. You see this video?
Yeah, the lady grabbing his arm.
Like, that does not look like Drake.
So my question is, like, what was 6ix9ine doing? I mean, what was 6ix9ine doing when
he, all he put did the was
jacket with...
I mean, he wasn't...
What did he, what, like, what was that? Like, when he put the jacket with dude's face on there, on the fake dirt. Like, what was that?
That was King Von.
Right, King Von. Couldn't remember his name
for yeah. the life of me. But yeah, I mean, essentially he had put a jacket of King Von on bro's back or whatever, and like, yeah. So, Fox Memphis chief meteorologist got mad at Draymond Green, and this is what he tweeted out. And chew on this. Draymond runs his knuckle-dragging open mouth all game long, but mild-mannered Kyle Anderson disputes one call and gets ejected. Next level jackassery.
Do we have a picture of Kyle Anderson?
Yes, we do. Some, please pop it up. It's insane because, fam, this, like, this guy has a job.
Of course he works for Fox.
For Fox, yeah. And he's a meteorologist. I heard that is a racist profession.
Is it? Yeah. I've never heard that.
All the meteorologists. Is it
racist to know the weather?
Yes. Who else would know the weather besides the KKK?
Facts.
You know how they say that the weather's racist or some shit? You never... I feel like I saw that somewhere. Maybe I'm just clowning right now and I'm faded, but...
Nah. There are, like, it is proven that, like, certain, like, poor communities and predominantly black neighborhoods are have been
that in the past racist
placed into
hotter zones,
no, into industrial districts. Oh. When they're zoned in the city, that they'll, like, when redlining was a thing and they were building suburbs and weren't allowing black people to move into the suburbs, they would zone certain areas and they would only sell real estate to black people in some certain areas that were close to industrial plants because they were in the industrial zoned part of the city, which results in like higher rates of asthma, cancer, and bad shit. So, yeah.
So speaking of fucked up shit.
Yeah. Fuck this guy, by the way.
We got a dude on Twitter who's mad because some park in Toronto decided that they weren't gonna let, like, you know, just random adults just pull up to the park with no kids and just sit there and vibe, like, and this dude on Twitter was like, man, what the fuck, like, I want to be able to go and, like, hop on the slides and, like,
that's
and,
so
and I saw another dude who said, hey, I have a kid and, like, I like sitting there and watching the kids, so I could understand how someone else would want to sit there and watch the kids. No, motherfucker, you're, like, I hope you're watching your kid. And yeah. I, like, fam, it's not you're normal to want to sit there and want to watch fucking kids at a park who you don't know and they don't have nothing to do with you. Why are you even there?
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
are you there?
No, 100%. That's really weird. And that's bro like pulling really up exposed to the, himself when he tweeted this shit.
Fam, that's like pulling up to a little kid water park and just being there by yourself.
Bro,
why are you there? Unlike,
bro, we've had problems with that at our park.
Because, fam, why? Literally, who's your kid here? Like, you know what I mean? Why are you here?
It's the ultimate. This so ultimate, sus. Like, yo, bro, who do you know here, dude?
Yeah, except you're like a like a pedo damn near. Like, that's what it is. You know what I mean? No, it's not like a, yo, like, hey. It's not like a, hey, bro, you know, don't fucking pull up to my party. It's a fucking, like...
Don't be a fucking...
Yeah, why are you such a nasty-ass, like, weirdo? Wrong.
Yeah, yeah, no facts. That's fucked up.
And you doing that shit out in the open, too? Well, you
why did bro tweet this? Like, do you think this is legit? Like, you think he really thought, like, oh, I'm gonna fire this off. People are gonna fuck with it.
I mean, yeah, that was... Like, I mean, it was his opinion. No?
Welcome to Toronto, where childless adults are presumptively perverts or worse.
I mean,
you can also understand what he's saying, because I would play on like a playground, but like not one with a bunch of kids.
This
like,
is a great pull up no. There. And this is I
like if I had like swings in my backyard, like yeah, swinging is fun to do. It's a fun human activity.
This is a great tweet. Whoever this, what is? I'm not even gonna say his shit. Yeah,
what did they tweet?
I'm not saying you're weird if you want to swing as an adult. You're weird if your first thought when seeing the sign is, fuck that, I want to swing, rather than, oh, yeah, that makes sense, I guess. Because deadass, yeah, it makes like sense.
They must have put that shit there
for a reason. I'm like,
yeah.
Because it's not just niggas who want to go there and swing.
Because I'm like, 9 times out of 10, it's not some like normal person that's like, oh, like I want to swing. No, it's a rando, pervert, weirdo that's like, should it be near a park? Quite frankly.
What's next on the docket?
KD.
And weed maps.
Yeah, KD did an interview. And on his interview with the legendary motherfucking David Letterman, he basically admitted that in the interview he was high and that he smokes. Play the interview. Play the clip for us if you could, Zach.
That people might misunderstand about it.
To me, it clears the distractions out your brain a little bit, settles you down. It's like having a glass of wine.
Yeah. So did you smoke today?
Yeah.
And you're just fine?
I'm actually high right now.
My experience that people...
Why do you bite his lip at the end? That was kind of sus. But maybe my question... Maybe
trying to fuck him.
My question is... does KD ball high every game? I want to know now. Like, is he always like balling out high as fuck?
Isn't weed legal in New York?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Like, does he?
And I don't think they test. So
I'm not trying to say like that's wrong. I'm just asking, like, because that would be pretty impressive if KD, one of the best basketball players in the world, is like, yeah, bro, I play basketball high.
Oh, the dude who just got swept in the first round, it's impressive that he plays
high. The dude who had to go to the best record team the year after they set the record for best regular season.
Okay, so let me get this straight. The Nets have Kyrie, who will never play and, you know, is on his, like, you know, shit. Then they have KD, who's stoned out of his mind. Then they have James Harden, who's hungover and coming from the club. I'm like, what a perfect team. That's literally the best like trio I've ever fucking heard of.
That's not exactly like
the Heatles. I've never heard of anything better than that.
That's like the Heatles, bro. That's why Brooklyn went to 4 straight finals. Because it's the same thing.
Nice joke.
Yeah, no, it's just funny because people want to be like, oh, yeah, no, it has nothing to do with Eric Spoelstra being a great coach or Pat Riley, like, leading the fucking organization or, you know, this type of players.
I was like, what the LeBron, how the fuck D-Wade, did we transfer into this? But I see how you got that off. I was like, how the fuck
did because people think, oh, if I put these three great players together, it's just going to all work out, just like it did with the big three in the Heat. And it's like, no, it looked easy because it was such a perfect combination.
Yeah.
Top to bottom.
And like you said, though, we had a great coach who literally, you know, he wasn't known then, but he's known now.
And he fucking, you know, he got his stripes during that time. And now when he's in the fucking Eastern Conference Finals and he's playing Boston, who's really nasty, he doesn't blink a fucking bat an eye because he's seen it all. He's been through it all. And that experience as our head coach is so fucking invaluable, especially at this time of the year in the NBA.
Did you see they got DaBaby trying to kiss another fan?
Yeah, bro.
And he got curved. So he's on some real nasty shit, man, at this point. It's getting sad, man. It's getting sad. He has not been the same since Rolling Loud.
Stop. I love that you put, has DaBaby fallen off? Yeah.
Yeah.
A while ago.
Dude.
Come on. Bro, did Baby fell off as soon as he dropped that mid fucking album when he first, like, really popped
off? Not him having 4.4 million followers and then dropping that he's going to drop a song and that shit got 4,000 likes, man. That's sus. Bro, I feel for him.
When he dropped Blame It on Baby, this album, is when I knew that he was a flop in the industry.
No, I mean, that album was good. I like that album, to be honest.
I didn't like it.
The Deluxe was good. He has actually dropped some good projects. It's just the fact that his new shit that he's trying to drop, like the new songs or whatever, are ass. Like, those aren't, those are all trash. You know what I mean?
Did you listen to the DaBaby YoungBoy?
No, I did not. That's what I mean by his new shit and stuff like that. Like, that's
do you fuck with YoungBoy?
To an extent.
To what extent?
To the extent of I'm not fuck. Like, I would listen to like two or three songs, but I don't understand why he's the number one artist on YouTube. Like, that shit makes no sense to me. Does that shit make sense to you?
No.
I'm like, I don't know. I'm just like...
It makes sense to some people, though.
Yeah, I don't know. You gotta be a certain person.
Damn.
That sounds racist.
If this was just audio.
Hey, definitely think I'm white. He said you had to be a certain person.
Nah, bro, you saw the dude that bought 20 burgers from McDonald's, and he's like, yo, it's so much cheaper if you just get them all at once.
Man, that's disgusting, because he was talking about he does this every week, you know, because he didn't want to go there every, you know, time, and how it's cheaper type shit, and fam, he goes and, like, freezes them, and, or whatever, and does his thing, but nah, homie needs to relax.
Bro said when I get DoorDash, I order 20 cheeseburgers at a time and heat them up throughout the week so that I don't have to pay the delivery fee multiple times. It's interesting because low-key, that food is trash anyway, and like, if you had it, that shit doesn't like even grow mold on it or like change for like months if you leave it out. Facts.
The fries and the burgers
from McDonald's, you can leave them out and they like won't go bad. They're like so processed and like fake. It's scary. And like the fact that bro does this,
you think Wendy's isn't like that?
It just, no, bro, I don't eat any of that.
No, shit. I'm asking, like, do you think Wendy's isn't like that?
I mean, I would assume, but I haven't seen, I've only seen pictures, like, people do this shit, like, with McDonald's. Like, they'll find a random McDonald's meal, like, like randomly, like, untouched, like, 20 years later.
If I go get some, well, yeah, I guess if I go get some Chipotle, it'll mold.
Yeah, because it's, like, actual, like, rice that they just made and, like, chicken that they just cooked.
Lies.
Real food.
Lies.
Real ingredients.
Fuck Panera, straight up. That's how I'm feeling tonight. Damn,
yeah. I was actually thinking of getting Panera today. So this is what Denzel tweeted. Just to give them context to what your answer is going to be, because we didn't really introduce it. Denzel Curry tweeted, Donda and CLB could have been better.
Because that's how Denzel probably felt, literally, was that shit was mid.
He's like, y'all are rich and got the greatest musicians at your disposal.
I mean, quite literally, Kanye's a billionaire, and he put out a mid album. I don't know what to say. Mid? It's not mid, but I'm just saying that, man.
Why is everyone calling everything mid nowadays?
Because motherfuckers stopped trying, bro. Because motherfuckers literally stopped trying, and the beginning is mid. That's why. I'm sorry. Maybe it's because if you go and listen back to, you know, some older shit, I remember you was hate. Hating on me for playing some Schoolboy Q from 4 years ago, and you're like, "Oh, I want to play some newer," and I'm like, "I guess, man."
I was trolling you. I love Schoolboy Q.
Yeah, but then you went and played like, I love
2016 Schoolboy Q.
You played that J. Cole song with that girl, bro, and I'm like, man.
Yeah, because I had to show you. I had to introduce you.
You had to show me?
Yeah.
You had to show me that?
Chromeheart.
That's what you had to show me?
Chromeheart socks and sandals, man's outside in Crocs and shambles.
Damn, bro.
I'm still trolling. Rap is in shambles. I'm still trolling.
That's what niggas got to show you nowadays. Not Johnny P's caddy or some shit.
No, J. Cole had a fire verse on Johnny
P's caddy. I know, but you ain't show me that. You ain't trying to stop and show me that, but you had to show me man's outside.
Betty the Butcher's dick in your hand constantly. I'm joking, but you love Betty the Butcher. I know you already heard that song, but I know you didn't hear this verse with fucking what's her name? Bia. What the fuck is her name?
Cause that shit's ass.
It's not ass, bro. It's solid. I like it. Damn. It's fun, bro.
That's the shit you bought. That's what you be getting off. You definitely going to the City Girls show, huh?
Yo, let's go.
You like Jack Harlow and you like that type of music. Yo, Zach,
let's go, bro. Be my wingman, bro. Please.
At the City Girls show?
Please.
Fam, I'm not trying to get robbed, so do your thing.
You're not trying to get robbed on period?
No, I'm finna stay at home and play my Switch. I'm trying to grind through Road to the Show, so.
You play MLB on the Switch?
Fuck yeah.
It's fire?
Insane.
Oh, you play FIFA on the Switch too, right?
I do.
Respect.
Goddamn, you got me as a friend on Switch? How you know all this shit?
Because you, played it. You let me, play a game of FIFA on your Switch.
You definitely got to be the cops or some shit.
Nah, I just know your social security and your address and your password to your phone.
So the feds. And so you're not the cops, you're the feds. I'm glad you, clarified it for me.
And I also tap your phones.
You know what you can tap? That button right there. Oh.
I got you.
Oh! That was the butcher shop. I'm drunk.
I'm drunk.
And have a good night.